In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend Fathers, venerable religious, dear parishioners, I would like to reflect on the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament in today's Corpus Christi homily. Why? Because it was the most sacred thing they had in the Old Testament. But even so, it was only a prefigurement, a foreshadowing of the infinitely greater gift of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. In reflecting on the Ark of the Covenant, it will help us with our devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. So what was the Ark of the Covenant? It was a very specially constructed box covered with gold, and the directions for making it were the minutest detail made by Almighty God, given to Moses. And this was done in the wanderings in the desert for those 40 years. And what was to be put inside the Ark of the Covenant? The tablets of stone which Moses received from God with the Ten Commandments on it. That was in the Ark of the Covenant. What else was placed inside that oblong, most sacred box? Aaron's rod. Now, Aaron was the high priest, so that rod symbolized the priesthood. And that was a miraculous rod. It was, miracles were worked with it. So we had the law in the Ark of the Covenant. You had Aaron's rod and a small container, small pot of manna, that miraculous food that dropped from the sky every day, except on the Sabbath, to give them food to eat during those 40 years. Remember, they were not allowed to just go right into the promised land. Where are they going to find food to eat? Out in the desert. So God provided. That was the main food that he provided to them, the manna. And this Ark of the Covenant was so sacred that it was kept in the Holy of Holies. They constructed a portable tabernacle that they would carry with them in their wanderings through the desert. And the most sacred room was the Holy of Holies, where the high priest could go in only once a year for a special act of worship on the Day of Atonement. That's how sacred it was. Now, it was carried, obviously, and they had to make sure that they carried it only by the Levites. Everyone else was strictly forbidden to touch it. And even in the carrying of it, there would be a veil placed upon it, so they weren't looking at it just straight on, you might say. There was that sense of preserving the sacredness of the Ark of the Covenant. And so this is the way they were in the 40 years. And then when they finally were allowed into the promised land, there was no temple in which to place the Ark of the Covenant. That would have to come later, some 300 years later, maybe 400. So it was kept in various places, but always with the utmost reverence. And again, they set up that temporary place of worship just like it was out in the desert. And the people considered it a great privilege to come up close to the outside, but that's as close as they could get, no closer. As I said, the high priest alone was allowed once a year into the Holy of Holies. And they were commanded to love God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's already from the Old Testament. but they couldn't get close physically. I suppose you could call that a paradigm or a paradox. Love him with your whole heart. He's a pure spirit at that time. And this most sacred object in the Old Testament, you can only get this close and no closer. Finally, under King David, the time came to make plans for a most grand temple. But King David was not allowed to build that temple. He was allowed to assemble the building materials, but that was it. God did not allow him to do that. He had shed a lot of blood in his battles, and so that was a reason. I mean, it wasn't because he did something evil there. He was supposed to fight those wars, but God said, not you, but your son, Solomon, will build the temple. And when the Ark of the Covenant was carried in procession through the streets of Jerusalem one time to bring it to another location, there was an immense procession. It seemed like all of Jerusalem turned out for it, because this was a very rare opportunity. Even though the Ark would be veiled, they could be closer than usual. King David was so enthusiastic in his worship that he danced in front of the ark. And of course, didn't set a precedent for anything, but he was just expressing his joy. And as I said, it seemed like the whole city turned out for this. But at one point, one of the ox cart drivers steadied the Ark of the Covenant because they hit a rough patch in the road, and he was struck dead because, again, only a Levite could touch it. And they were not being obedient to God anyway. It should not have been on an ox cart. It should have been carried by Levites. You see, my dear brethren, how this gives us ideas of how we can better celebrate the true body and blood of our Lord. If this is what they did in the Old Testament, how much more reason to do it? There were trumpets sounding forth music, choirs singing, as much decoration as possible. And finally, the day came when under Solomon the temple was built, and therein it was brought into the Holy of Holies there. And how grateful the people were to be able to be just around the temple, or the women to be allowed to the courts of the women, or the men to be allowed in the courts of the Israelites. The priests could go into the courts of the priests, the court of the priests, but again, no closer than was prescribed. We have something much greater than the Ark of the Covenant. We have the incarnate God himself. How blessed we are. And he doesn't want us to be at a great physical distance, as so often happened. He wants us to come close, to not lose our respect, love, and adoration. Never forget that. And we've seen that happen with the modernist changes in the liturgies since Vatican II. Those were an abandonment, a repudiation of the love and reverence and adoration so often that it was just taken out in great part. Jesus says, I want you to come close. Come to the communion rail. And I want to be so close to you that you will actually eat me. As the manna was eaten in the Old Testament. I want to be that close to you. There's a tendency sometimes, I'm too unworthy. I don't want to come close. I feel like I need to keep my distance. This is the New Testament. And this is why Jesus says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life in you. We don't get warmer, we don't get worthier by staying further away. As long as we're in the state of grace, and fasted from food for 3 hours, drink from one for 1 hour, come to the fire. Yes, we do not lose our adoration, our love, and respect. But come and be close to him. Spend time in adoration. The high priest alone could see the Ark of the Covenant once a year, but you can come into the holy place. We'll say the sanctuary here is the Holy of Holies. It's reserved for the clergy especially, and by privilege, the altar servers. But kneel in adoration. Love him. Drink in those graces. Spend time as with the best of friends. And remember, in the New Testament, who is the Ark of the Covenant? It's our Blessed Mother. That's one of her titles. Ask her to help you adore our Lord and grow in your devotion to the most holy sacrament of the altar.